Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Rick Tracy from Intervale Farm in West Hampton. You wear like a yellow trench coat and a yellow hat all the time and have a watch that you can talk into?
Tracy.
You mind if I call you Dick?
No, that would be my father that does that.
Dick Tracy?
Yep.
That watch that you could talk into was like the coolest thing in the whole world until that really became
reality.
It's reality now. Yeah, with sort of the Apple Watches there. But you're a farmer at Intervale in West Hampton. You've got a CSA there. You're part of the Saturday market in Northampton as well as the Wednesday market in Florence. But you're on a farm that your grandfather bought a long time ago.
Back in 1936. They moved in on April Fool's Day. He always thought that was a good joke. I went to Penn State for agronomy, plant soil science. That's where Maureen and I met.
Maureen's your wife who worked on the farm with you?
Yep. She's a Jersey girl. She got thrown into this. No, she kind of knew what she was getting into, but it's been exciting.
Fell in love with a Jersey girl, just like Tom Waits says, right?
Yep.
At one point, it was a dairy farm. Can you share sort of that transition from letting go of the dairy herd and moving on to something else?
We got out of dairy when I was still in college.
Traded in the Jersey cows for a Jersey girl.
Did the cows take it personally?
No, they didn't. They all moved on to bigger and better places.
Greener pastures. They thought it was utterly delightful. Rick Tracy, who's from Intervale Farm in West Hampton, and they have a CSA. You brought some wonderful stuff with you. What are these flowers right here?
You have to smell them.
Yeah, I can smell them already.
Yeah, those.
Oh man, they're amazing.
Those are sweet peas.
Really?
Stop your crying, sweet peas, and try to go to sleep.
Those are one of Maureen's favorite flowers. The fragrance will knock you off your seat. I just took those out of the cab with a truck, and it was almost overpowering.
Yeah, I'm going to put them in my office and see if I can fishbowl that thing with this smell. Do they have peas that you can eat, too, or are they just flowering?
It's just an ornamental. It's
So sweet peas are not peas. They're beautiful flowers?
Well, they can be both, but they're different things with the same name.
Got it. And what else? You brought some oddly shaped, is that a gourd, or what is that?
That's
zucchini?
A squash.
Squash.
That's called Trombosino. That's Italian zucchini.
Nice.
Well, you can see the curve in it here, but they can get quite large, so you could put it on over your shoulder like a trombone kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
When it gets mature enough, it can be like a winter squash. In this stage, it's like a fresh zucchini. It's just kind of a neat thing. I like to try different things.
Yeah, it's fun.
I've got a few folks coming to Northampton now that look for it.
Rick Tracy from Intervale Farm in West Hampton and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. You want to make mention of the hip program. Now, this isn't like eating squash like trombone. It's not hip like that. What is this?
This is the Healthy Incentives Program, which is enabling folks who are on SNAP or food stamps to go to farmers markets and farm stands and buy produce. And if that farmer is participating in the state program, they can get an instant rebate. Depends on the size of the household, but the smallest amount is up to $40 for the month. So Rick is the only farmer vendor right now at both farmers markets. Rick, how has that been working for you as a farmer? And also, are you seeing new people come to the market as a result?
We've seen some new faces at both markets. It seems to be working real well. The folks seem to be quite appreciative that they can get that rebate. They can buy a basket full of vegetables and go home, and they still have the same SNAP balance that they when they came into the market to use for the other purchases that they need to make.
And what's so great about the program is it helps people who are on a fixed limited income who are getting food stamps. It stretches those food stamp dollars and enables them to get really healthy, fresh, locally grown food. And then in turn, it helps the farmers because now they can sell to more people in the community.
Call your legislator to make sure that they can get better access for farmers to those machines that make it possible for people to use those SNAP benefits at the markets. And that's a crucial piece of this puzzle too. The rollout has been less than ideal of those great, otherwise great program. Well, Rick Tracy from Intervale Farm in West Hampton, where you can double your SNAP benefits essentially with this HIP program. That's HIP in many different aspects. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.